Welcome to Frank Jordan's Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Commentary. Now, here's Frank.
The CDC conducts studies each year to determine how well the flu vaccine protects against flu illnesses. Recent studies show vaccine reduces the risk of flu illness by about 50 to 60% among the overall population during seasons when most circulating flu viruses are like the vaccine viruses. Then you get flu seasons when the vaccine ingredients miss or just aren't effective. As an example, if the selected flu vaccine ingredients are not the same as the flu virus for a given year, the flu vaccine can be only marginally effective. It's lower than 25%. As in the case of flu mist, it's not even any longer offered because the effective rate was only 3% of those vaccinated having protection. Unfortunately, that means out of a population of 300 million, 120 to 150 million folks are unprotected against flu by the flu vaccine if the correct ingredients are selected for inclusion. Taking the flu vaccine has been beneficial based on various studies for the elderly and those with chronic respiratory conditions. However, more than 200,000 people in the U.S., up to a high of 430,000 in 1997-98, have been hospitalized each year on average for respiratory and heart conditions associated with seasonal influenza. The risk study profile found that children younger than 5 years old had higher rates of hospitalization, similar to people 50 to 64 years of age. CDC estimates that from 1976 to 2007, flu-associated deaths ranged to a high of about 49,000 folks annually. Many seasonal flu-related deaths occur 1 or 2 weeks after a person's initial infection. That's either because the person may develop a secondary bacterial co-infection, such as bacterial pneumonia, or because seasonal influenza can aggravate an existing chronic condition, such as congestive heart failure or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. That's COPD. Aging declines the immune system. For 2016-17, the FDA has licensed a new seasonal flu vaccine, Fluad, containing the adjuvant MF59 for adults 65 years of age and older. Now, an adjuvant is an ingredient that you add to a vaccine to create a stronger immune response to the vaccination. Interestingly, a recent major medical school study utilizing NSE-MG-beta-glucan, that's PubMed 186-77470, found MG-beta-glucan can be a successful vaccine adjuvant, thus stimulating the antibody immune response to make the vaccine more effective. Help your body help yourself with NSE-100 Extra Strength MG-beta-glucan.
Super Save with the NSC Prostate Formula, now 40% off for only $26.97. MG-beta-glucan is joined with saw palmetto, Pygium africanum extract, and other active ingredients to contribute to the attainment of a normal prostate function and improved urination tract functioning and control. To order the NSC Prostate Formula, call toll-free 888-541-3997. That's 888-541-3997, or order online at nsc24.com.
Remember, for the latest health news and product specials, join us at nsc24.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The products mentioned are not intended to diagnose, mitigate, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Health costs are skyrocketing, so see how you can save precious dollars at nsc24.com. Check out the Super Save and Combo Specials on NSC Immunition Products and call 888-541-3997 or go to nsc24.com to get your gift from me of a free sample, no postage, of MG beta glucan.